G'day and welcome to Partake. We're now on day 9 of our series Glimpses, looking at the story of the Bible in 30 days, from the time of creation through to the time with the fullness of redemption. Let's read together Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 31 to 34. The day is coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and Judah. This covenant will not be like the one I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand and brought them out of the land of Egypt. They broke that covenant, though I love them as a husband loves his wife, says the Lord. But this is the new covenant I'll make with the people of Israel on that day, says the Lord. I will put my instructions deep within them. I will write them on their hearts. I will be their God. And they will be my people, and they will not need to teach their neighbors, nor will they need to teach their relatives, saying, "You should know the Lord." For everyone from the least to the greatest will know me already, says the Lord. And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. This covenant, what is called the New Covenant, is the 8th covenant between God and humanity, and the 4th theocratic covenant. Israel as a nation had split into 2 parts, the larger part being Israel and the smaller part being Judah. The Israel to whom God had covenanted with Abraham, Moses and David was no longer a united country. After frequent rebellions, the kingdom of Israel was no more a kingdom, and its tribes and people deported as slaves to the surrounding nations. But true to his word to David about having a kingdom that would be an everlasting kingdom, there was still the tiny kingdom of Judah. Jeremiah was an outspoken prophet in Judah from the period 627 to 580 BC. It was a time of great wickedness, including human sacrifice, witchcraft, and of worship to other gods, by God's chosen people, the nation of Israel. Betrayed. The kingdom of Judah as a whole, as well as the now dispersed kingdom of Israel, had forgotten the law under the covenant with Moses. The law had been forgotten, but when the book of the law was rediscovered and reform started to be put in place under the leadership of King Josiah, you can read about that in 2 Chronicles chapter 34. It's against this backdrop that what is called the New Covenant is decreed. Remember the question I left you with when we discussed the Davidic Covenant? I asked, how can a people like Israel, who in their relationship with God were often disobedient, unfaithful, and seeking other gods, how could they be the basis for a kingdom which would last forever as promised in the Davidic covenant? It is through this new covenant that it is possible. This new covenant, as we shall see, is that it is only through God's own work that it's possible, and not by any effort on the part of humanity. The Lord God reminds the people of their past, through Jeremiah, that it was because of his guiding hand they were a nation at all. He was reminding them that he was a living God who desired an intimate and dynamic relationship with his people, unlike the dead gods of iron, gold, silver and wood of the surrounding nations. It was all God's doing that they came out from Egyptian slavery under the leadership of Moses. He reminds them that they had made a covenant with him, and that his love towards them was a deep and intimate, dynamic love. And yet, they abandoned this living God in favor of idolatry, disobedience, and rebellion. And 4 features of this new covenant are regeneration. God will write his law on the hearts of people. This indicates that rather than obeying God through coercion, that his followers will choose to follow God, and they will be renewed, regenerated. And then restoration. God will be their God, and they will be God's people. The people of Israel and Judah had wandered away. They had forgotten they were to be a special treasure to God and a shining light of God's glory to the nations of the world. They were both in exile and dispersed, but one day God would gather them back and restore them into relationship, all of his own doing. And then an indwelling. Until now, God the Holy Spirit had only been on one person at any one time, such as he was with King David. But now another new thing. God will live inside people, and they will be led by him. Wow! Is this a sign, do you think, from the Davidic covenant that God will be a father to those who follow him? And then lastly, forgiveness. Sins will be forgiven and removed eternally. Under the old covenant, or the Mosaic covenant, there was what was called the atoning sacrifice, performed so as to ask God forgiveness for the sins of people. But not all sins, for this specific sacrifice only covered those sins committed by ignorance, because they were forced, or unwillingness. It did not cover sins done deliberately. But now, when the new covenant is ushered in, all sins will be forgiven, of any kind. Wow, that's new. The covenant with Moses could only point the way forward to this new covenant, and a time when it would occur. Regeneration, restoration, indwelling, and forgiveness give us our greatest glimpse yet of a God of grace. This new covenant would be all God's doing, and not on what any one person could do. Wow. This new covenant earmarks the way forward for Israel and Judah to be restored to the land as one united country. Ezekiel also speaks of this new covenant in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24 to 40, but without mentioning it by that name. Ezekiel speaks as one carried off into exile as a young man to Babylon, during which time Jerusalem and the temple, remember that from the Davidic covenant, were desecrated and destroyed. In his vision, Ezekiel, as does Jeremiah, speaks of a God who will cleanse, restore, and operate within the life of humanity. This new covenant is contrasted with the old covenant, or the Mosaic covenant, because this new covenant finalizes what the Mosaic covenant could only point towards, the follower of God living a righteous life and conforming to God's holy character. How is the new covenant ushered in? That's where we start to look at next. Thank you.